This is Monsignor Gray, and on this Friday during Lent, a good thing for us to do is to remember what Jesus did when he died on the cross, and a great way to do that is to pray the Stations of the Cross. And so especially for our school children, I invite us to make the Stations of the Cross together by listening to this recording, also even by following some of the links to see the pictures of the individual stations as well. So especially for our children, please join me in prayer. As we offer these stations. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, we ask you to teach us by the suffering of our Lord Jesus as he carried his cross, that we might be ready to carry our crosses in union with him. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the first station, Jesus is condemned to death. So imagine the scene, as we remember Jesus standing before Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate was the one who put him on trial. Jesus could only be put to death by the authority of Pontius Pilate. And so it was when Pilate condemned him to death that then Jesus was to be crucified. Remember that Jesus himself, however, did nothing wrong, and the reason why he was condemned to death was because of our sins. So let us be truly sorry for our sins and for the suffering that Jesus endured. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The second station, Jesus carries his cross. Remember when Jesus received the cross, and so the soldiers were there, and they made Jesus carry his own cross. And so how cruel that was, that the very thing they would use to crucify him, he was to be the one to carry it all the way up to Golgotha. And so we can imagine that scene where Jesus receives the cross that he himself has to carry. We know that we have crosses also to carry, and our crosses are much smaller than the ones that Jesus carried. And so if we have to bear some suffering, if we have to bear some difficulty, if we have to bear some crosses ourselves, we shouldn't complain. We remember that Jesus didn't complain. And so we should be ready to patiently carry our crosses with him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The third station, Jesus falls for the first time. Remember the scene as Jesus is carrying the cross along, and the cross is very heavy, and so Jesus falls down, that the weight is so heavy that it causes him to actually fall and to collapse. So we remember that Jesus, because he is God and man, that he was also weak. He had human weakness, and he reached the limit of his strength. However, at the same time, we know that we can be weak. We can be sometimes morally weak or spiritually weak. Sometimes we fall down because we commit sins, or because in our weakness we fail to do the things that we should do. And in this moment, I think we can take courage that from Jesus' physical weakness, we saw that he had the courage to get up again. He had the courage to start again. So even if we've committed sins or after our moral weakness, let us also have the courage to get up and follow after Jesus again. Not to be weighed down by our sins, but to be ready to follow Jesus no matter what. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The fourth station, Jesus meets his mother. We know that Mary was so close to Jesus that her Immaculate Heart and Jesus' Sacred Heart, they loved each other so much. And so we know that she felt his pain in a particular way, and that seeing Mary must have been a great consolation for Jesus along the way. Amidst all of the people who were yelling at him and condemning him, here he encountered his mother, who was a source of so much love for him. Let us remember also that Mary is our mother, so we ask the Blessed Mother to watch over us during our trials. We know that she also feels our pain, and she helps to encourage us just as she encouraged Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The fifth station, Simon of Cyrene, helps Jesus carry his cross. So remember the scene as Jesus is going along. They were so concerned that he wouldn't be able to last all the way to Calvary. And so they wanted someone to help Jesus along the way. And so they forced someone coming in from the field, Simon, who just happened to be a bystander. They made him help Jesus to carry the cross. And so Simon had that privileged role just thrust upon him, where he would be helping Jesus along that journey. We know that we can also help one another, that sometimes we see other people in their time of need. And so we can be a positive influence, a good role model. We can be a helper. Let us encourage other people to continue on. So especially in these days when we see someone who is in need, even around our homes or around our houses, let us show our love for Jesus by helping those who are around us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The sixth station, Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. We can imagine the scene. We know Veronica sees Jesus suffering. She knows that Jesus is bleeding from the crown of thorns. She's so concerned for him that even though it means putting herself in danger by approaching Jesus, who's surrounded by all of the different guards, she still wants to comfort him, even if it requires her to step forward. So she goes forward with her veil to wipe his face, to give him some comfort. And we also note by tradition that the face of Jesus, an image of his face, was left on the cloth that she was carrying. Let us be encouraged and moved by love to help those who are suffering, so we too can recognize suffering around us. And let us be moved by that same concern, by that same love, and by that same compassion to help others who are in need. And may Jesus leave his image imprinted upon our souls as a remembrance of what he did for us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The seventh station, Jesus falls the second time. When we consider how much Jesus endured, I think it's remarkable his courage and the strength that he had, that he pressed on. Sometimes we encourage people, even in difficult times, to say, keep pressing on, don't give up, but move forward. And Jesus did that. He did that so much so that he pressed on until finally he was not able to do so anymore. And once he became physically weak, once he reached his physical limit, and then he fell. And so I think this is a good time for us also to be encouraged, to persevere, to apply ourselves, to give our all, to give everything that we have and that we can. I think sometimes it's easy for us to quickly give up. If things aren't easy, sometimes we feel like quitting. But let us take encouragement from the example of Jesus and press on. Without any excuses, let us keep going and do what we need to do. Apply ourselves just as Jesus did when carrying his cross. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The eighth station, Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. As Jesus was walking by, we can imagine the scene of the different women who were there, who were weeping for him. They were very sorrowful at seeing what Jesus was enduring. And yet Jesus was not interested in just having the people's pity. He, in fact, tells them to weep for their children. Rather than thinking of himself, Jesus was thinking of them and thinking of their children. And we can imagine, even in the years to come, that within that next generation, there would be many persecutions in Jerusalem and throughout the Roman Empire. There would be times at which the city of Jerusalem would be attacked and the temple would be destroyed. And so it wasn't just Jesus who would encounter difficulties, but those women, their children, and the people who would come after them would also suffer. And it was Jesus thinking of them that that he was moved by. So let us also be mindful of others who are suffering. We think not of ourselves. Let us not just focus on our own difficulties, but remember that others carry greater burdens than ourselves. Other people also encounter suffering. Let us remember, let us pray for them, let us have compassion for them. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The ninth station, Jesus falls for the third time. We can imagine the scene as Jesus approaches Calvary, as he approaches Golgotha. Finally, his strength is completely gone. There is no more strength left, and he has to surrender himself entirely. We can say that Jesus has spent himself completely, giving the last bit of his strength as he is finally exhausted. So also, we sometimes reach our limit, and when we do, we have to simply give ourselves to Jesus. Even if there's only so much that we have to give, we give him what we can. We give him everything that we are able to give him. And that spirit of surrender is an important thing as well. And so let us surrender ourselves, especially when we are weak, especially when we've reached the end of our strength. Let us surrender ourselves to Jesus as well. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The tenth station, Jesus is stripped of his clothes. We can imagine the scene as everything is taken away from Jesus. Little by little, everything has been taken from him until finally even the clothing that he has is taken away. We can imagine ourselves also that we are attached to so many things. And think about all the possessions we have, all the things we have, all the things that we think that we need. Not just our clothes, but also our toys, even our phones and technology and games, our possessions, even our physical comforts, even the things that we have around us. Let us let go of all of our attachments. Just as everything was taken from Jesus, let us then surrender whatever Jesus wants to take away from us. We let Jesus have everything. As we realize Jesus let go of everything, let us let go of the things that we do not truly need in this world. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The 11th station, Jesus is nailed to the cross. We can imagine the scene as Jesus is pinned to the cross, as the nails are driven in, and we imagine how painful this must be, that even Jesus' freedom to move was taken away as he was held fast there on the cross. We can so easily complain when we have to suffer, and so we can get upset just because we have to bear a little pain or a little inconvenience, or even when our freedoms are limited or taken away. As Jesus was held fast to the cross, sometimes we also, especially at this time, don't have the same freedom to go about and to move about the way that we might like. When we compare ourselves to Jesus, we realize how much more Jesus suffered than we suffer. And so let us then bear the inconveniences that we have today with patience. Let us offer them up to Jesus as he was nailed to the cross. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The 12th station, Jesus dies on the cross. We imagine the scene, we see it every time that we see a crucifix. We see Jesus on the cross as he offers to the Father a perfect prayer. He opens his arms just as we often do when we're praying, so we lift up our hands in prayer, and with Jesus' hands stretched wide, he offered himself completely to the Father. He offers that prayer because he loves the Father, because he gives himself to the Father, but he also offers that prayer for us and for our salvation. During this Lenten season, let us also pray to Jesus. Let us surrender ourselves to Jesus. Let us offer our sacrifices to the Father. Let us pray to God for the forgiveness of our sins. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The 13th station, Jesus is taken down from the cross. We remember the scene as Mary was there at the foot of the cross, as Mary saw Jesus die, and as Jesus is placed in Mary's arms, in his mother's arms, after his death. We know how tenderly she felt toward Jesus, and how she was there in a moment of sorrow and distress. So we can pray with Mary as well. We can pray in sorrow as we see Jesus suffering. We also know that Mary is there to comfort us as well. And so in our moments of sorrow, let us ask our Blessed Mother to assist us, to pray for us, and to help us. Mary, who is the refuge of sinners and the consolation of all Christians. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The 14th station, Jesus is laid in the tomb. Jesus has died, and when he is buried, it reminds us that his death is real, and that Jesus was placed in the tomb for 3 days. And so this is a time when the disciples were lost without Jesus, when they did not have him around. And we can feel lost without Jesus, so we must also have faith. During times when we can't always practice our faith the way we normally do, sometimes we might feel lost, or it might feel like Jesus is distant from us. But during this time, we must pray at the tomb like Mary Magdalene. We have faith, so we show our love for Jesus even in these times. And we do believe that Jesus will rise again. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Almighty God, we ask you to bless us in this prayer of the Stations of the Cross. Help us to remember everything that Jesus has done for us, and help us to offer ourselves in union with him. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.